This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, March 22nd, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kelly. President Donald Trump today oversaw the White House swearing in of the new Fed Reserve chair and said he would like Kevin Warsh to help in stimulating the economy, even as he tried to emphasize that the nation's central bank would remain independent. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says Warsh is an independent thinker and a man of conviction.
I believe that's what led him to resign from the Fed when he was on previously as a governor, and because of his strong independent opinions on what's right and what's wrong as far as monetary policy. And I think that same strength of personal convictions will drive him now. I think President Trump nominated him because he likes those convictions. That doesn't mean that Kevin Warsh will do what President Trump wants.
Suderman says Warsh is inheriting some very challenging circumstances.
Not only is he going to have many hurdles in overcoming just from the standpoint of what the economy is facing right now, but he's got to win over the trust of, you know, he's just one person voting on that board. And so he's going to have to be very effective at leading and winning the confidence of the other voters on the Federal Open Market Committee. That's going to take some time, and we'll see how effective of a leader he is. It will impact how much time it's going to be. President Trump is not a very patient man, so I anticipate the honeymoon will be rather short.
Suderman says healing the economy is an event that won't happen overnight.
I believe that long term, his convictions, I really like them. I think that it'll be good for the country if he's able to accomplish what he says he would like to be able to do. But I think he's going to face a lot of challenges in going there very quickly. I think that's going to take a lot of time.
With millions taking to the highway over the holiday weekend, high crude oil and gasoline prices are an immediate challenge for many consumers.
National average gas price, I think, is $4.53 per gallon. You adjust that over the last 20 years for the buying power that's there based on the inflation rate and the money supply, and it's equivalent of about $2.70 a gallon. While gas prices are something we all complain about, we're still spending the money. And I looked at gas consumption in the United States over the last 4 weeks, and it's virtually identical to year-ago levels, even though prices are obviously much higher than they were a year ago. And that's a big part of that is because M2 money supply is at record high levels. And also, most consumers have a bigger paychecks now, particularly those who got tax refunds. Tax refunds are bigger this year.
The war with Iran has caused gas prices to spike, unsettling financial markets and driving inflation concerns across the economy. Trump said he had faith in Warsh that he would prioritize a strong economy. In Washington, the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee early today advanced a $580 billion bill to reauthorize a slate of road, bridge, and transportation infrastructure programs for 5 years after approving amendments targeting rail safety and truck weights. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has concluded that atrazine, one of the nation's most widely used agriculture herbicides, is not likely to jeopardize endangered species or destroy critical habitat when conservation measures are incorporated into its label requirements. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.